Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, we've got some shocking news. I just discovered a chart from my good buddy Andrew Stenu-Larsen on Twitter, and this reveals the fact the Fed is actually insolvent. Check this out. Let's go right over to Twitter, and we see this chart that my good buddy just posted, and this is the Fed's liabilities, the Fed's liabilities and capital, earnings remittances to the U.S. Treasury. So what this is, guys, is when the Federal Reserve makes money above and beyond this 6% dividend they pay to all the banksters that own the Fed, that money is supposed to go back to the Treasury. So let's just say the Fed has all of these T-bills or 10-year treasuries on their balance sheet. Yes, the Treasury would be paying them, but then the Fed would basically be taking that interest and shooting it straight back to the Treasury. But we're supposed to believe that the Fed is a completely separate entity. Yeah, right. But what happens when the Fed has to do quantitative tightening and they have to sell these treasuries, or some of the treasuries, some of them they just let them mature, but they have to sell a lot of these treasuries or mortgage-backed securities where now the price is way lower than when they bought them because the interest rate's higher, therefore the price is lower due to that inverse relationship. So any other bank that was doing this, obviously if you're buying assets at $10 and you're having to fire sell them at $5, you're going to blow a hole in your balance sheet. That's taking a loss. And if you sell enough of those assets, then you're bust. You're insolvent, right? So this is exactly what's happening to the Fed right now. The question you've got to ask is, okay, well, the Fed's going to come up with some sort of magic accounting trick, we know that, to try to make it seem as though they don't have negative equity, which they do. And so what this accounting trick is something called a deferred asset. And I say here that this is something exclusive to the Fed. It's technically not exclusive to the Fed. I think there's some insurance companies that do it and some others. I think it's for tax payments, as though that's some sort of deferred asset if you look at strict GAAP accounting. But this is in complete violation of the spirit of GAAP accounting. And no other business would get away with using deferred assets the way the Fed is using them. So let's just say that they've got $1 billion worth of assets and $1 billion of liabilities. Well, they have to sell all these treasuries at a massive loss. And therefore, just for the sake of this example, to keep the math easy, let's say that they lose $500 billion in the sale. So now all of a sudden, their assets are, or did I start with a billion? I'm sorry, I started with a billion. So they lose $500 million. So now their assets are only $500 million, but their liabilities are $1 billion. Negative equity, boom, you're done. You're insolvent. You're bust. But what the Fed does is they take that $500,000 loss, and I'm really getting my numbers wrong, $500 million loss. You guys get the concept. And what they're supposed to do is send that back to the Treasury and say, hey, you're on the hook. We give you all the profit, but you've got to absorb the loss. But then the Treasury says, we're not going to do that. We don't have the money. And you got to think of something fancy. And they say, okay, well, we'll just go ahead and fill this $500 million hole in our balance sheet with some financial engineering, some accounting magic, if you want to call it that. And this is a deferred asset. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts, Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macro economics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com
/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
So what they're doing is they're saying, oh, no, we're not insolvent. Of course not. This $500 million gaping hole in our balance sheet is filled with something that is just as good as cash, just as good as gold, if you will. It's this piece of paper that just says, oh, well, we'll make this profit in the future. Therefore, we're not insolvent. And if you think I'm exaggerating and being ridiculous, I'm not. That's exactly what a deferred asset is.
Where does Sam Bankman-Fried get one of those?
Exactly. Exactly, Josh. That's precisely where I was going with this. That would be like FTX has this $8 billion hole in their balance sheet and them saying, oh, no, we're not bankrupt. What are you talking about? Absolutely not. No, we've got this. In fact, right here on my notebook, this is SBF talking. Right here on my notebook, it says that we're going to make $8 billion in the future. And when we make the $8 billion, well, we're just putting that on our balance sheet right now. Just might make it in 30 years, but we're just going to go ahead and realize that gain as though it was cash in our bank account. But and this piece of paper says it all. So if you doubt me, don't, because I've got my magic notebook right here. That's literally what the Fed's doing. And that's why I say, any other bank, this would be called negative equity or insolvent. And this just goes to show you what type of insane clown world we're living in. But also keep in mind, let's go back to this chart. This is only after the Fed's been doing quantitative tightening for what, 3 or 4 months? And their balance sheet is still got to be close to what, 8-9 trillion? And supposedly they're going to continue to reduce the size of their balance sheet. So just think for a moment, if assuming interest rates stay high and Jerome Powell continues to raise rates, or even if they lower rates, they don't lower them back down to where they were, the Fed has to sell, let's just throw it out there and say another, well, to get back to where they were prior to the GFC, they'd have to sell another basically $8 trillion in bonds, in assets. And the majority of the $8 trillion, they would be selling at a loss. So, I mean, you could have a situation where the Fed, it would be laughable, where literally the Fed would have maybe, I don't know, 10% assets to back up their liabilities, plural. I mean, it's just, I don't know that I go that far as the actual math, because again, when they are selling treasuries, I guess they're reducing the liability side of their balance sheet. But when they're selling them at a loss, they're reducing the asset side of their balance sheet a lot faster. So that's the best way to say it. That's a more accurate way to say it. So my point is still the same, though, and that if they have to sell $8 trillion worth of this garbage at a loss, then they're basically the entire asset side of their balance sheet is going to be this deferred asset that is basically just like a piece of paper, an IOU that says, yeah, we'll fill this gaping hole in the future with whatever profits we make. And obviously the big assumption is that they do make profit. And that's a big if, and that's why no other company in the private sector would get away with this. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.